To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with
Blake Howard
and Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, geeks.
Happy long weekend.
Happy long weekend, folks.
We won't say what long weekend it is.
Yeah, look, there is a public holiday. It's called Australia Day. It's a very conflicted, and weird and stupid day, and many people have many feelings about it, so we're going to just gloss right over it.
And move on to the big news of the week.
Yes, let's go to geek news.
Geek news.
It's the Oscar nominations.
And hopefully this won't happen like last year.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture. This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Yeah, I mean, the Oscars last year, Blake.
Yeah. What ended up being like a pretty great night was like shrouded in this really... like clumsy, crappy, and super unfortunate moment. It kind of cheated La La Land of a win for the best possible reason to give it to Moonlight, and sort of cheated Moonlight out of the glorious announcing hearing their name and not just like a cluster F on stage, which ended up being there. So look, this year's Oscars though, it's so cool to see this nomination list. I must say, it's like a ripping list of films and nominations.
And especially since the past previews, it's been, you know, I mean, now we're seeing each award show getting more political in a way.
Mm.
And there was like Oscar So White.
Mm.
Now you're looking at this list and you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, look, it's...
it's getting through. The message is getting through.
Yeah, it seems like the message is finally getting through, right? And it's a weird year because it's the year of no Harvey Weinstein. It's the year where the Me Too movement has, you know, and this is where I think is actually smart, is Golden Globes is just, it's 93 people in the Hollywood Foreign Press who vote for the Golden Globes. It's a tiny thing. Mm. It's the biggest, most sort of like extravagant and stupid reason to have a party in Hollywood. So I'm so glad that they did actually make them political and make it worthwhile. But what's really cool with this year's Oscar nominations is that you know, some of the big directors and big films and important films from a wide and diverse range of filmmakers are on show. I mean, there are still some pretty, you know, some of the more frustrating and grating ones. People are ripping into Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri like it's going crazy. But The Shape of Water, 13 nominations. Get Out, 4 nominations. Jordan Peele is an Oscar-nominated filmmaker.
I know. And there was that beautiful tweet that he said, how do you, like, not ugly cry on the phone? Because he, of course, had to celebrate with Daniel Kaluuya, the star, and they were both apparently ugly crying to each other.
Yeah. And Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, her debut film. Two debut filmmakers in for Best Director nominations. Kumail Nanjiani was talking about how, you know, like 12 years ago he was heckled. At a comedy show by his then, well, you know, what soon became his wife, and they wrote a movie about it, and now they are Oscar nominees as well. It's pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah, like, you're looking at this, you're looking at even the supporting actress, you've got Mary J. Blige, you've got, you know, Octavia Spencer, you've actually got more women of colour this time.
It's fantastic. So, look, I think it'd only be right for us to go through the big ones. Nominations for the Best Picture are as follows. Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's a 10 nominee slot, and it's a big list of great flicks this year. It's pretty massive.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I wasn't expecting to see it. Logan.
Logan.
old mate Wolverine.
Is in adapted screenplay a huge and awesome surprise for us geeks here. Like, so, you know, adapted off of the comic book, you know, old man Logan Scott Frank, who was the amazing showrunner of Godless a little earlier this year. He's had an amazing writing job. James Mangold. Michael Green is the co-showrunner of American Gods.
Oh, hello. Is that just a familiar name?
Yeah, and he wrote Blade Runner, like a huge year for Michael Green. So for him to get a nomination for Logan, that's pretty massive as well. But, you know, Mudbound, getting in there for Dee Reese, you know, another woman of color in there. So look, sometimes you forget when you're in the Twitter bubble and you're in the online bubble, like, that not everyone gets to see all of these ripping films. And I just love this Oscars list, despite who wins. This Oscar nominees list is a ripper, because some people go, oh, I haven't seen Mudbound, or oh, I haven't, you know, oh, Logan, was it really that good to get a screenplay nod? You know, and those sorts of things, I think, is what really makes, you know, an Oscar nominees list like this really, really pop. And, you know, all credit to it. But, like, yeah, seeing Greta Gerwig on there, seeing Jordan Peele particularly for Get Out, you know, a movie that came out, like, what felt like 5 minutes after the Oscars last year,
yep,
has maintained a really important place in voters' minds to carry through. And it hasn't really had much of a campaign at all.
No. That one was the power of word of mouth.
Yes.
Completely.
Yeah. $100 million opening for an African filmmaker, you know, African-American filmmaker, that, and an original, and the highest grossing original film, an original horror film ever. So,
and this time not nominated for a comedy. Hey!
Golden Close. Bozos. But yeah, again, you know, voted by 93 people. This is 7,000 strong members of the Academy that have voted for this. So, you know, it's going to be a really fun awards night. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
I know. And, you know, our very own Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie. Look, two Aussies. You know, Josh Lawson nominated as Best Director for short film.
Yeah.
And Margot Robbie nominated for I, Tonya, which is, you know, which is out in Oz now as you're listening to this. So, yeah, it's, you know, by all accounts, she's got a strong chance. But, you know, there's still a couple of big people in here that, you know, it's great for her to get a nomination. Well-deserved. But, you know, it's going to be really surprising if anyone beats Frances McDormand at this point. She's won everything. So it's going to be a hard slog.
Yeah. But, you know, there might be a little surprise.
Might be some surprises.
Some surprises. You never know. We might get another Moonlight moment.
We might. We might get another John Travolta, Nadel Nazim moment.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Nadel Nazim.
Freaking bozo. He's such a dick.
It's not hard to say Idina Menzel.
He didn't read it at all. He was concentrating on his wig, one of many wigs. But speaking of surprises, so this is the other weird and wonderful thing that happened this week. Not wonderful as in the Oscars, Shape of Water, 13 nominations, Get Out in there. Just weird, like, earlier in the week, a trailer for a movie called Dundee showed up.
And you're thinking, Dundee, what do I know that's called Dundee? Croc Dundee? Nah, that was back in the 80s, 90s. That's not coming back.
There's no way at all that there could be a Crocodile Dundee sequel that I haven't heard about. Take a listen.
Yo, where them kangaroos at?
Brian Dundee?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The dulcet tones there of Danny McBride playing Dundee and a very baffled Chris Hemsworth.
Brian Dundee. Chris Hemsworth playing the son of Wally. What the hell's going on? Like, there's some real, like, there's complete and utter speculation online that this is fake, that it's not real.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's real or not. It's Danny McBride playing the son of Paul Hogan. So, he's Brian Dundee, the son of the now half-American son. And then you've got Wally Jr., actually, who's the original John Melion was the person who played Wally from the original Walter, as he calls himself, the original Wally from Crocodile Dundee. And, yeah, like, there have been so many speculation articles, a really ripping article if you get a chance in The Guardian. Luke Buckmaster, a friend of the show, Gaggle of Geeks, wrote a story about how Crocodile Dundee is basically just racist and terrible. And so,
but it put Australia on the map.
It did. Well done. Conflicted. It is what it is. But yeah, like there are so many people online who are like, I don't actually know if this movie exists. And if it does exist, how the hell does it exist? Number one. And number two, when did they make this? Like, was Danny McBride just sneak into the country? Chris Hemsworth just like takes time out of his insane schedule to film this weird thing?
I don't know. I feel like every time I look on Chris Hemsworth's Instagram, he's just somewhere in Australia surfing. So it would not surprise me to just go like, surfing trip. Yo, Danny, you want to come down?
Yeah.
City of Australia? Make a movie while we're at it?
And Danny McBride is an exceptionally busy person. Like, he's remaking Halloween. He was in Alien Covenant. What the hell? Like, where? Anyway, so weird and wonderful things
and
to expect.
If it is a real thing, I am so excited.
Oh, I really want to see it. I'm very genuinely curious to see what a Crocodile Dundee movie looks like in 2018.
Well, let's just hope there is an announce date of when it will be on our screen.
Who knows? Screen Australia.
They cannot tease us like this.
Screen Australia allegedly didn't know it was happening either, which is complete BS. So, oh my gosh.
They cannot tease us and then leave us with nothing, Blake. That is freaking sacrilege in the pop culture.
Well, there's already two teaser trailers, which is more than most of other movies, right?
Surprise, 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 Blake.
Yes. A big surprise. And an Australian movie that is a surprise. Now,
yes, on a very apt.
On a very apt. What's, weekend. What's not a surprise, though, is... guys, just before we go, I have to say, you must go and see Warwick Thornton's new film, Sweet Country. It is out right now around Australia. Stars Sam Neill, Brian Brown, newcomer Hamilton Morris, Ewan Leslie, Matt Day. It is just a stunning Aussie Western. You must see it. We didn't review it fully on the show, but if you check out flicks.com.au, you can see my full 5-star review.
5-star.
5-star. Yeah.
We'll link it on this podcast.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, guys, have a lovely rest of the weekend. Soph, thank you for the gaggle.
Thanks for the gaggle. But if you're bored, guess what, Blake?
Not if you're bored. If you like rants that go way off the charts.
If you have a lot of time this long weekend.
And if you like shows that go for about 30 minutes where they completely make sense and then just go completely off the reservation, you need to subscribe, rate, review, and listen to Gaggle of Geeks, the podcast.
Yes, we are on iTunes.
On iTunes. You can check us out. There were 3 whole episodes to catch up on.
So much fun.
So much fun.
Such fun. Such fun.
Soph just sits there and pokes and prods and waits for the chaos to happen.
It's just like, what will really set Blake off this week?
See, she's told me a trick now. I'm still going to fall for it every time.
You will, because I'll just say something. You'll be like, damn it. Begin rant. But enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.